Hanging out at the pool is great. Relaxing and playing Vegas-style games on my phone at the same time. Drink in one hand and a blackjack in the other. It's all at SpinQuest. Over 1,000 games, including your favorite slots and table games. Be cool with this summer special. New players get $30 coin packs for 10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Get the popcorn ready. Republicans are investigating their own. And I have got to show you the response that Kash Patel had to this. Senate Judiciary Chair Chuck Grassley has asked FBI Director Kash Patel to defend his use of FBI aircraft and purchase of BMWs in a letter obtained by House and Senate Judiciary Committee Democrats and reviewed by CNN. Now, is Chuck Grassley actually trying to, you know, punish Kash Patel? Is he actually trying to remove Kash Patel? Or is it just kind of a show? That's up for debate, and we're going to talk about that. But Kash Patel's response to this very in-depth letter is nuts. Because, just very quickly, this letter is asking Patel to list each flight he took on an FBI aircraft, share their cost, and whether the flights were for personal or official purposes. If a flight was for a personal reason, Grassley asked Patel if he has reimbursed the government, and the Republican chairman also presses Patel to provide a cost analysis breakdown of the BMW purchases compared to a similar Chevy Suburban and outline the fuel and storage comparisons. And that's just one part of quite a few demands here. We're going to get into this clip from CNN. I'm sure many of you know Brian Tyler Cohen saying some really great stuff here. And then we'll break down Kash Patel's response, because this guy is a loser and we are being run by the most incompetent people. And every single day, I think the most concerning thing to me, well, there's like the list of concerning things right now in the United States with this administration. That list goes to space. But one of the most concerning things out of many is that Donald Trump is 80 years old, he's cognitively declining, and he is so shielded, I believe, from what's going on in the outside world. I mean, his cabinet is full of loyalists, and that group of people is shrinking every single day. I mean, Pam Bondi sold her life to Donald Trump, and she still got fired. And I think just the sheer fear these days for the people in the administration, the fear they have of getting fired, I mean, they will defend anything and everything they do to the max. And it's way worse than it was even just a year ago. And so maybe this issue, this would tank any administration in any normal time. But for the Trump administration, maybe this issue, misusing taxpayer dollars for FBI flights, is one of the lesser corrupt things they've done. The more corrupt things they've done, like the absolute craziest things, they are now willing to defend any given person around Trump to the next level, lash out, attack. And it's very dangerous for our country and for the American people. Let's listen to Brian Tyler Cohen here on CNN. By the way, my name is Chris Mowry. I do a daily video here on the Adam Ockert channel. Make sure you like, hit subscribe, check out my YouTube channel down below and here on the Adam Ockert channel, trying to build something big to punch back against MAGA media. So many big things coming up in the near future. It would mean a lot to both Adam and I if you make sure you're subscribed down below and hit like on this video. It helps us out. We love all of you so much. All right, take a listen.
Grassley, the 92-year-old senator from Iowa, who right now is one of the chairs in the Senate, is now investigating Kash Patel, President Trump's pick to lead the FBI. He is looking into whether he inappropriately used the FBI jet to go out on personal missions, whether he was inappropriate in buying BMWs, and sort of whether he misused taxpayer funding. We want to put up on the screen a quote from Chuck Grassley, which said, "For decades, regardless of which political party is in the White House, I have worked to ensure that taxpayer dollars are protected from waste, fraud, and abuse." Good thing?
I'm glad that he's doing it. Do I somewhat question his 100% sincerity? Perhaps, maybe a little bit cynical. But hey, by all means, we need our public officials to be exerting some sort of oversight over, you know, spending by other officials. And sure, it seems like there's reason, at least probable cause, to look into some of what Kash Patel did. And if he went and dined out and went and took a vacation to the Winter Olympics, which is one of the allegations on the taxpayer dime, I want him to be held accountable for it. On the other hand, you know, in the case of this being maybe not quite a nothing burger, but an almost nothing burger. Do I envision this as resulting in the removal of Cash Patel or any serious consequences for him in his position with the FBI? I find that unlikely. So listen, by all means, I think it's a good thing that, you know, people are investigating members of their own party. Do I think this is going to amount to much? Probably not.
You've gotten mad at Republicans for not investigating their own. Does he deserve some credit?
What? Not are we talking about Cash? Not this can't be Cash Patel who did who went snorkeling at Pearl Harbor. Not that Cash Patel. This wasn't the Cash Patel who took FBI resources to go watch his girlfriend play musical venues. Not that Cash Patel. That's the one we're talking about here. Look, I think that this is
and went into the locker room after the
chugging beers with the U.S. men's hockey team. Yes. Not that Cash Patel, yeah. Right? Look, this is the fish rots from the head. And so when Donald Trump has sent this message on down that you can basically act as corrupt, as wasteful, as fraudulent with complete impunity, of course you're going to have people like Cash Patel who view the government and taxpayer dollars as theirs to waste as they see fit. But frankly, you know what? You're right. We won't see anything come of this. We can see folks like Chuck Grassley kind of offer some modicum of you know, accountability or oversight. But the reality is, everybody knows that nothing is going to happen to Cash Patel. You know, for a political party that spent so much time talking about the wastefulness of government and the ways in which Democrats had supposedly abused government when they were in power, now to watch them pilfer the government for their own financial gain, for them to see them get rich, to see them sell off America so that Donald Trump can triple his net worth, make money at World Liberty Financial. I mean, it's so beyond the pale that sure, this is a step in the right direction. Chuck Grassley deserves credit for making the statement, but I think you're absolutely right that nothing is going to come of this.
I think that was really, really well said. And again, everything they say is a projection to the absolute effing max. We care about waste, fraud, and abuse, and now this is the most waste and fraud, objectively, in the federal government that we have seen maybe ever, just in terms of, you know, relating to the corruption. And obviously, you guys have heard the other allegations. There's so many about Cash Patel, one of them more recently about the fact that he has a slush fund. He is paying people in the FBI to be silent about his misuse of taxpayer dollars. We have received troubling reports that you may be using part of the budget of the FBI as a personal slush fund to make tens or hundreds of thousands of dollars in unlawful bonus payments to loyalist MAGA henchmen who have engaged in misconduct. That's what Jamie Raskin sent a letter. That's what Jamie Raskin said, excuse me, sending a letter to Patel. And then furthermore, in some cases, nearly $8,000 payments have been made to multiple individuals every two-week pay period, despite many of the beneficiaries of your selective generosity already maxing out on federal employees' salaries, some of those payments amounting to nearly $40,000 per agent. So again, while he's doing all this stuff, while he's getting very intoxicated on the job and he's flying on private jets with our taxpayer dollars to go see his girlfriend, you know, perform or whatever the hell, he's paying off people around him to make sure it stays silent. And again, when you have Donald Trump surrounding himself with this type of loyalty and these type of people, you start to question the competence, right? Donald Trump saying today that essentially, if the Iranians assassinate him, as we are getting this reporting that Israel told the United States that they have credible, they believe that Iran is planning or has been planning another assassination attempt on Donald Trump. This is after they said that, you know, Iran has tried multiple times, or at least has planned multiple times to try to take out Donald Trump. He's left instructions to, quote, literally bomb them at levels we've seen never before if he is to be killed. And again, like the FBI and the Secret Service, these people are supposed to be protecting this guy. And so, like, how good of a job are they doing at that currently? And let's say that they're incompetent because they're all running around. Cash Patel is like running around getting super drunk. Something happens to Donald Trump. And then what? We're dropping nuclear bombs on Iran. Like, this all seems like it could get very ugly very quickly if these are the people you have at the top of government, if it's not already ugly enough. Trump has just fired the three remaining members of the Election Assistance Commission. This leaves the independent bipartisan group without leadership ahead of the midterm elections. So again, Donald Trump tightening the circle, trying to get rid of as many people in the federal government who are not absolutely totally loyal to him. And when it comes to elections, very scary stuff coming. Very scary, obviously, trying to pass the SAVE Act, trying to rig the elections. We will keep you updated on this. So what was Kash Patel's response? You get this big letter from a member of your own party. It's breaking news. How are you going to respond? Well, let's find out. The Daily Beast writing here. FBI Director Kash Patel has reacted badly to criticism of his lavish spending, bizarrely hitting back by claiming his jet ski is, quote, gold-plated. Patel, a former MAGA podcaster with no prior law enforcement experience, has faced bipartisan scrutiny over his use of an FBI jet for personal travel and allegations that he prefers to conduct official business at social events, soccer matches while jet skiing and even during helicopter tours. I told you about the Senator Chuck Grassley letter requesting records from Kash Patel. This is how Kash Patel hit back, posting this today on Twitter. Nah, my jet ski is gold-plated, dumbass. This is his official Twitter account, Kash Patel, his government account. This is insanity. Your job is to lie. Mine is to protect the American people, and business is good. So that's his response. That is Kash Patel's entire response to the letter. That his jet ski is gold-plated. And he's super sick, and he's super cool. That's right. That's it. That's what Patel, 46, wrote in response to an article featuring a graphic of him wearing sunglasses alongside images of a private jet, a BMW, a golf club set, and a white and blue jet ski. The article questioned how long Donald Trump would continue to stand by the FBI director as scrutiny over Patel's spending intensified following Grassley's questioning. For each trip where you use an FBI aircraft for personal travel, have you reimbursed the FBI as required by law? If yes, give me the records. Again, talking about the BMW. And again, him responding saying, your job is to lie, mine is to protect the American people, and business is good. So, nice. When there's questions about all this lavish stuff you're buying, and there's a photo, an AI photo of you with golden golf clubs and a jet ski, you're like, nah, my jet ski is gold-plated. All right. This entire administration is such a disgrace. And if you remember, in December, MS Now reported that Patel had ordered the FBI to purchase several X5 BMWs for the director's use instead of Chevy Suburbans, saying the vehicles were, quote, cheaper than upgrading the Bureau's existing fleet. I don't think German luxury vehicles, X5s, are going to be cheaper in the long run than Chevy Suburbans, but okay. Let me know what you think of all of this in the comments down below. This guy is psychotic. We will keep you updated here on the Adam Ockner channel. I really appreciate you making it to the end of this video. Make sure you like, hit subscribe, share the video with a friend or family member. Check out my YouTube channel right down below. And with all that said, my name is Chris Mowry. I do a daily video here on the Adam Ockner channel, which means I will see you back here tomorrow.
Hey guys, Lady Luck here. Are you going on any road trips this summer? I know I'm going to be going on a bunch of road trips. And being that I'm going to be passenger princess, I love playing on SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest has all of my favorite slot games, live blackjack, live craps. Head on over to SpinQuest right now and get yourself a $30 coin pack for just $10.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.